In the small Central Asian nation of Kyrgyzstan, an interim leader is trying to maintain stability. The former president quit and fled the country following a bloody uprising, and the United States is trying to be a good partner with the woman now in charge. Kyrgyzstan is important to the U.S. because it houses a military base used to support coalition troops in Afghanistan. But as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, the U.S. has some fence mending to do in the former Soviet republic.
The opposition figures who have taken control of the government in Bishkek complain that the ousted president's son, Maxim Bakiyev, was enriching himself off Pentagon contracts to provide fuel to the Manas air base. The same exact allegations emerged the last time a Kyrgyz president was ousted, just 5 years ago. Kyrgyzstan's new interim leader is Rosa Atunbayeva. She says a top State Department official has promised her that the U.S. will be more transparent.
And he said that we'll be absolutely open. It was difficult to work with the previous government, but we are happy to provide you with the whole accountability of this project. So we will wait for that.
Atunbayeva, who is speaking in a teleconference, is not the only one looking into this. Massachusetts Congressman John Tierney, who chairs a House Oversight and Government Reform Subcommittee, has been seeking information from the Pentagon, the State Department, and a prime contractor, Red Star Enterprises.
The bottom line is that Kyrgyzstan has had two revolutions in 5 years, and both of them have allegedly been linked to corrupt deals with Red Star at Manas Air Base, so we need to get to the bottom of that.
Assistant Secretary of State Robert Blake told reporters in Kyrgyzstan that the U.S. would rebid the fuel contracts if necessary to ensure that there's full transparency and a respect for Kyrgyz law. Martha Brill Alcott, an expert on the region for the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, says even if there were no laws broken, the U.S. needs to rethink how it doles out contracts so it doesn't just favor big businesses with good connections.
Either with outfitting Afghanistan or with the base, there's not been an unusual flexibility in looking for local vendors who don't meet our normal profile. And of course, a sitting president who has connections to the Russian oil industry, which Bakiyev's family established, is going to have an advantage in a competitive bidding process. But you try to explain that to the Kyrgyz public.
She says the U.S. could use defense procurements in a way to stimulate small and medium-sized businesses, giving them technical assistance to compete. That, she says, would help empower the people the U.S. claims to be supporting.
That's part of the anger that you hear from the opposition, the former opposition, now government in Kyrgyzstan, is that the U.S. did not serve as a popular empowerer, that we talked about democracy building, but we didn't yell loud enough in the human rights abuses.
Alcott said that was one striking thing in the teleconference Carnegie organized with Kyrgyzstan's interim leader. Rosa Atunbayeva has complained that the U.S. was too silent when the former regime was cracking down on dissent, and she told the diplomats and journalists gathered at Carnegie that it was the Russian media that highlighted the alleged abuses and corruption of the Bakiyev regime. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News.